Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash, and today we're talking about recession-resistant investing. But first, a thank you to our sponsor. The Real Estate Espresso Podcast is brought to you by International Coffee Farms. Coffee production is an income-generating asset that might be the right diversification in your portfolio. Check them out at internationalcoffeefarms.com. That's internationalcoffeefarms.com. Well, welcome back. We're talking about recession-resistant investing. It's pretty clear that we're going to see an economic downturn at some point in the future. What asset types can either thrive or remain steady in an economic downturn? To be clear, I'm talking about assets you buy when you're at the top of the market. When the recession's already hit and prices have fallen, there will be bargains all over the place in multiple asset classes. That market bottom discussion will be for another day. The first asset class that comes to mind is student housing. In an economic downturn, we see lots of people go back to university to retrain or perhaps to community college. That puts a demand on housing in the immediate area surrounding that school. As we discussed last week, certain types of student housing are definitely underserviced. I encourage you to look at the larger community colleges and trade schools that have typically ignored student housing altogether. There's a lot of opportunity there. Multifamily investing remains a strong asset class. In an economic downturn, the affordability of homeownership can definitely be a problem for many, and we saw that in the last downturn. Renting becomes a good option. However, this has to be done with some care. Most of the demand is in the B and C class properties, and the economics don't support building new C class properties. There just isn't enough income to cover the cost of construction. The play involves buying C class properties at the right price, improving them to make them more desirable so you can attract higher quality tenants. Now, I'm not a huge fan of C class housing. I've never lost money in A class or B class, but I have lost money on C class. So it's always important to pick the right areas. If there's a C-class property in a B area or perhaps a block away from a great area, then I'd be interested in taking a closer look. If the property's deep into a bad area, I really strongly recommend against it. There's lots of B and C-class properties appearing on the market, and people today are paying crazy prices for them. Don't pay too much. I repeat, don't pay too much. Don't lower your standards just because other people are doing it. Next, mobile home parks are generally a strong investment class, and cities have been very reluctant to improve more in their zoning. Therefore, we don't see a lot of new capacity entering the market. If you can find a mobile home park that's close to a major economic center, it's going to experience more demand than a rural park. And while mobile home parks still hold a little bit of a stigma in the market, many of the new mobile homes from builders like, say, Clayton Homes, one of Warren Buffett's companies, are much higher quality than ever before. And as with any asset class, you definitely want to buy at the right price. Next, let's talk a little bit about agriculture. You know, certain types of agriculture are also very recession resistant. Some of the wealthiest families in the world include timber as part of their investment portfolio. And let's face it, the sun, the soil, and the rain do their part in producing the product regardless of what's happening in the economy. Trees are about a 15% a year investment when times are good and when times are bad. The trees don't care. They really don't care what's happening in the economy. And in fact, our sponsor, International Coffee Farms, is a great example of a recession-resistant investment. Coffee consumption doesn't fall during a recession, and the global demand for coffee is growing faster than supply is increasing. Coffee, like other forms of agriculture, isn't as prone to crop failure compared with, you know, other fruits and vegetables. And more important, coffee has a long shelf life. Most other forms of agriculture have a short window to get to market. You know, there's a few months each year when the markets are just overflowing with zucchini. Prices fall because everyone's selling zucchini at the same time. You don't have the luxury of waiting a couple of months until zucchini prices go higher. The product just simply has too short a shelf life. It's not the case with coffee. Coffee has a great shelf life. It's growing in demand and is a very interesting agricultural asset class. So as you're thinking about where we are in the economic cycle, as we are looking at what comes next, when this downturn is going to happen, I don't know, but it is in our future. Think about recession-resistant asset classes. In the meantime, have a spectacular day. Go make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.